listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the line between loving or hating God's word. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 37, where we read this. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. Josiah was a ruler over Judah, the kingdom of the two southern tribes of the children of Israel. The cruel Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom, but the southern kingdom of Judah lasted more than 100 years after the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel. Josiah's reign was a bright light in a dark season. There were bad kings before and after him, but Josiah was different. He loved the Lord, loving and honoring God's word. The spiritual revival that came in Josiah's day started when they came back to the word of God. In the very best sense, it was a back to the Bible movement. Eventually, Josiah died in battle against Egypt. Before Josiah's time, many leaders in Judah thought that Egypt would protect them from the rising power of the Babylonian Empire. Prophets like Jeremiah warned Judah not to trust Egypt, and Josiah resisted them, but he died in the fight against Egypt. After Josiah's death, the next kings of Judah were terrible. The people pushed and demanded until Josiah's third oldest son, named Jehoahaz, was crowned king of Judah. Jehoahaz was a disaster. He was the people's choice, not God's man. He reigned only for 3 months. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 32 says that he did evil in the sight of the Lord. The people's choice had his reign cut short when the Pharaoh of Egypt removed Jehoahaz from Jerusalem and put him in prison. Pharaoh then took another son of Josiah, Jehoiakim, one of the imprisoned of Jehoiakim's older brothers, and he made him the puppet king of Judah. Pharaoh also forced massive taxes on the kingdom of Judah. Even as they were forced to pay these taxes to Egypt, Jehoiakim selfishly built himself a new palace, and he did it with slave labor. What 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 37 said about Jehoiakim was true. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. Jehoiakim, like his brother Jehoahaz, did not follow the godly example of his father Josiah. Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 22 through 24, describes the great ungodliness of Jehoiakim, how he even burned a scroll of God's word. You see, the prophet Jeremiah told King Jehoiakim that God would send the Babylonians to conquer Judah and Jerusalem and do it to discipline and humble their proud, disobedient rulers and people. Jehoiakim didn't like what God said, so he burned the scroll where the word was written. Now, he wasn't the first one to hate God's word and try to destroy it, but he didn't succeed. The Bible tells us that the word of God lasts forever. No king or mob can destroy it. Instead, those who resist God and his word are ultimately destroyed in their rebellion. Josiah honored God's word. His son Jehoiakim literally burned it. We always want to be on the side of those who love God's word, not those who hate it. Dear friend, today, ask God to give you the heart and the spirit of a Josiah and push far away from you that ungodly rejection of God's word in the man Jehoiakim. Ask God to work that in your life today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.